Limerick Today with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.
With Female Magazine, essential reading for the modern woman inside today's Irish Daily Mail. A big read for a small price.
Emma Langford, the Limerick singer-songwriter, is performing in Dolan's this weekend, just down the road from us, the famous Dolan's venue. And she's an EP coming out. So she's joining us in the studio for a chat and a song. You're welcome, Emma.
Hello, how are you doing? Thank you very much.
And also welcome to Hannah, who will be providing backing vocals in a few minutes' time. Hi, Hannah.
And also Peter,
who has the huge double bass with him to do his thing. How are you doing, Peter? How are you, Emma?
I'm good.
Going from strength to strength for you.
Yeah, so it seems. It's mad.
Yeah.
You were incorrect in one detail there. Then there's no new EP coming out for a while. I'll be hopefully producing an album in the next year or so. The EP came out in June. So since then, it's been kind of growing and getting popularity and came out in the Irish Times there in the past week. Niall O'Nine reviewed it and put it in for his Song of the Week in the Irish Times. So that was cool.
Very good.
Totally unexpected. Lovely, lovely little boost there.
So are you getting around the country as well?
Yes. Myself and Peter were doing a bit of trekking around the country, which as you can imagine is hard with the double bass in tow as well. You know, we walk everywhere, so it's tricky. But We were in Leavis's in Ballydehob, we were in Whelan's, we played Electric Picnic, and there was Independence and a whole bunch of stuff that just kind of rolled a bit of a snowball
one
effect
after
there.
The other.
So
I was talking to Dan Mooney yesterday, the writer, and, mm-hmm. and he was telling us about the process he has for writing books. What's your process for writing songs?
Dan's a really good friend of mine, and I imagine our process is probably quite different. The process is always completely different every single song.
Song to song
it'd be completely different. I'm not really the kind of musician who'll sit down and kind of set a task for me to work for an hour or 2 hours. You know, it tends to happen fairly organically, which makes it a bit of a problem then when it comes to really needing to produce new material, because I'm studying in UL at the moment, so I've got all these kind of academic stuff floating through my head at the moment. But recently a lecturer said that, you know, the more automatic a process becomes, the harder it is to kind of access it then when you really need it. So I'm learning new processes for coming up with songs on the fly, and that's great. But usually it just kind of happens as like a burst of inspiration, and then I'll produce something. Like the song I produced during the summer, Tug of War, happened in the shower. So it's every single time is different.
So you can be inspired by a chat in the pub, or you can be inspired by walking along the street.
And I have been, yeah, absolutely. There was a time when I was standing by the traffic lights, and just the beep of the pedestrian crossing, the traffic lights there kind of set a rhythm in my head, and that set a kind of a melody. So every single time is...
Yeah. What are you studying in UL?
Community music.
Oh.
Yeah, Hannah here is actually a classmate of mine.
Is that in the Irish World Academy?
Yes,
we did the show from there a few weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic facility.
It's amazing.
You know, and that lovely place you have on the ground floor where people can practice, and it's a performance area. It's really cool, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
All the seats are in the horseshoe shape. Really fantastic. Yeah, we enjoyed that. So Dolan's, I presume, a favourite venue of yours?
Absolutely, yeah, I love that place. I mean, aside from the fact that the venue is gorgeous, you also have like Valerie and Mick and Neil and Sarah in there, who are so great to deal with. Like, they're such a lovely family, and it's just, I think it's really kind of core to Limerick and our culture that there's these amazing families that make things happen in the city, and that's gorgeous. You know, you've got people coming in who, you know, they don't have that going on, but they have such energy about them, and that's lovely. So in Dolan's then, when you're kind of dealing with Mick and Valerie trying to organise a gig, they have such care for making sure the gig goes exactly right, that you're pushing it to the right people, that everyone, the right people are hearing about you, you're getting a crowd you deserve in. So that's, it makes a difference to an act, especially for me, because my first headline was in June. It was really, really scary. So having two people who really know the business kind of helping me out and making sure that it went right was
special. Right. And talk to me about that, the difference between supporting and then being the headline.
Supporting is, it's always an honour, because you've got an act who's happy to have you set up the crowd for them, and you're meeting their audience, and that's really lovely as well. So you're kind of spreading your music that way. But when you're headlining, you've got so many other things to keep in mind. I'm my own manager, I'm my own publicist, I'm my own promoter. So There's the matter of bringing in musicians, making sure the music is right, making sure the staging is right, making sure the day you're actually having the gig on is right, so that you're not losing a whole bunch of your crowd to a bank holiday weekend or to another festival somewhere else in the city or somewhere else in the country. And so there's 101 things to think of.
And do you think to yourself, if I had someone else to do that for me, my life would be easier, or I'd have more time to focus on the fundamentals, or what?
probably would be easier. Probably would have more time to focus on the fundamentals. I wouldn't enjoy it as much.
Really?
I'm a bit of a control freak, like.
Okay.
So I really love, as I say, I love having both hands on the wheel with this kind of stuff. So I like having the artistic kind of space to decide what the sound is going to be like and what kind of crowd I care about having in there.
But know? If someone came to you then and said, look, I'll take all that off your hands, I'll manage you, Emma, you'll be going, no thanks.
Probably, unless I'd seen them managing another act who I really admired and I liked the direction they'd gone in. You know, in that case, I kind of look at that and go, okay, yeah, they're likely to understand what I want. But if someone's just coming to me being opportunistic, then I'm not really interested.
And where do you stand then on the restrictions as well as the advantages of record companies? And, you know, I can think of a few acts whose sound I feel appreciably changed after they were signed. And maybe for the better and then maybe not.
I think it's something you kind of, like, if you're going to agree to a contract from a record company, I think you kind of know what you're getting into in that way. There are acts whose sound changed dramatically. Even looking on like a huge scale, you're looking at the likes of Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift, whose sounds changed so hugely. And in a way, I kind of think maybe it's something that they're just sort of doing for now to make money, and then they can afford to go back to doing what they care about and finding their kind of purpose in music.
But do they leave their original audience behind?
Yeah, you'd kind of worry about that, all right. That would be a concern, and I think you sort of take for granted the loyalty of your audience if you do something like that. I loved let's say Ed Sheeran's approach, and even like locally Hermitage Green's approach of gigging and gigging and gigging and gigging, and like developing your audience that way, getting a fan base, really proving your own loyalty to your audience by not straight away going into like the big record label side of things. And now they've got a brilliant record label, and they seem to still be saying their sound has changed, but they're still quite true to themselves, and they're exploring their artistic direction, their musical sound. So that's cool as well.
Yeah, we play a lot of Hermitage Green here on Live 95 FM. So what are we going to hear from you?
We're going to play You Are Not Mine. It's a song I wrote a few years ago, which is a song about a relationship that could have been but wasn't.
No, I'm really looking forward to this, Emma. Thanks.
Cheers.
I bear scars you don't care to see. They're not in clear view, but they're so dear to me. And those are scars I would not remove. For that I have loved and lost, they are my proof. And if we go out dancing tonight, I want you to know that it's all right. You can dance with whoever you want to, it's fine. I am not yours and you are not mine. She watches him watch her crossing. And we all know you'd love to have kissed her once more, but that our love was never to be. You were not yourself and she was not me. You were not yourself and I set you free. And if we go out dancing tonight, I want you to know that it's all right. You can dance with whoever you want to, it's fine. I am not yours and you are not mine. I am not yours and you are not mine. I am not yours and you are not mine. Games inside your head, Signs are made and signs are misread, and I'm sorry, my boy, but I have been here before, and you bear the markings of a boy I could adore. And I will only break your heart in turn, and that is sure. So if we're dancing, I'm best left ignored. And if we go out dancing tonight, I want you to know that it's alright. You can dance with whoever you want to, it's fine. I am not yours and you are not mine. I am not yours and you are not.
Really, really lovely. That was fantastic. Yeah. In fact, one of the best live performances we've had in this studio for quite a while. That was really, really, really good. Really good. So tell us about the details of the gig then, because that's part of what you're here to do in Dolans.
Absolutely. So, the gig is on Saturday. It's doors are at 8. We're going to have two fantastic support acts. We've got Sinead Toomey, who I'm sure Limerick knows very well, and Hannah O'Brien, who sings with a Limerick indie rock band called Changing Trains, and she's doing a solo set for us. So they'll be starting at around 8:30, and we'll be on stage at about 10. And we have a drummer, fantastic Ray Ewer. We've got Tyg Murphy, who people probably know from DJing and Mickey Martin's, and he's brilliant. He'll be on violin. Peter here on bass, Hannah on backing vocals, Alec Brown from the Academy and from Sean's Walk on cello. And I suppose I'll do some songs as well. And tickets are...
I certainly hope so.
Leaving it all up to the guys. Tickets are €10, and you can buy them on dolans.ie. Or you can drop me a line and I'll come find you in a dark alleyway with a brown envelope.
Did I get the impression that there was a baseball fan when I was talking to the Chicago Cubs? Did I get the impression that someone was waving? Or
well, I'm from the Midwest.
Ah, okay.
So we're excited.
So you know what a big deal it was then?
Yeah.
And I didn't exaggerate, did I? It was a very big deal.
Yep. I was getting the Snapchat videos all night. Some friends who live in Chicago, just footage of people in the street just like screaming with joy. Hopefully, all going well. One of my friends was talking to a taxi driver last night, and she was like, "Yeah, he told me, win or lose, it's gonna be a rough night."
And I was like, yeah, and they do know how to enjoy themselves in Chicago as well. So, can you imagine when it's at that level?
Yeah.
I mean, will there be anyone running any facilities when Irish fans turn up for the rugby at the weekend?
Yeah, we thought we were going to bring the party when we arrived. It'll over. I think it's just going to be an ongoing...
Yeah.
Well, the real hope is that somebody in Chicago takes the All Blacks out for a serious session over the next night or
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Give us a chance against them. Famously, apparently, that is what happened, or one of the things that happened when Munster beat the All Blacks here in 1978, that there was a trip to Bunratty in the evening or two before, and that meant that they weren't
sabotage.
quite as up to scratch as they normally would be. But anyway. Well, listen, Emma, great to see you, and there's great warmth, I think, for you, and you know, I see it online, and when I talk to people about you, there's a real sense of your talent, and also that you're a very nice person as well, which is
thank
great.
You I try and right. I mean I love the fact that I come from Limerick gives me a real advantage, because Limerick people are so encouraging and warm, and they love to see their own do well, so it's just so great. I mean, I think the biggest thing that happened in the last year was Neville's Shoes in Limerick City gave me a free pair of shoes. That was amazing. Best
fantastic.
Sponsorship I've received ever. That was like, wow. I'm so poor, this is brilliant.
So well, listen, ongoing success to you.
Thank you very
Hope
much.
Hope you have a great gig at the wonderful Dolans this weekend. Emma Langford, singer-songwriter. And thanks as well to Peter. That was great on the double bass. And Hannah on backing vocals. Fantastic.
Limerick Today with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.
With Female Magazine, essential reading for the modern woman, inside today's Irish Daily Mail. A big read for a small price.